Slideshow Season 20, Episode 76. All right. 76, like 1776, bitch. How we living on the slideshow, man? It's Fuckery Friday. You know, summertime is approaching, and you know, we're probably like one police killing away from like the country just absolutely turning ape shit. You know, like I feel it, bro. I feel the tension. I mean, the ceasefire protesters, you know, like I've said, it's a big distraction because, you know, I definitely feel like Jews have, you know, orchestrated the mainstream media. They've colluded with the mainstream media, as they always do, because they run the mainstream media. They've basically have painted the ceasefire protesters in a certain way, a certain light, to really get people to support Israel. You know, that's been my stance on the ceasefire protesters. You know, when I look at their message, you know, definitely look retarded. You know, a lot of their tactics are just like kind of like, it's real silly to me, you know, shutting down roads and, you know, saying things like death to America. And it's like, you know, like these things, like I can't, you know, obviously I don't agree with these things as being America first patriot. The one that, you know, I'm the America first patriot. You know, that's why I'm against foreign aid to, you know, all foreign countries. But, you know, when we look at the messaging that the ceasefire protesters are talking about on a day-to-day basis, like, I don't disagree, you know, as far as ending genocide, as far as, you know, they want to really cleanse the Palestinians, you know, and this is all really fucked up, bro. It's really fucked up. And you know, there's a lot of people who have believed the news. They believed the political, you know, just you know, they get into this right left thing, and there's no such thing as right left. You know, there's things that have views. If you have conservative views, or if you have liberal views, that's one thing. But you know, as far as this whole, like, I mean, the presidents are selected; they're not elected. You know, and that's one thing that people need to be well aware of. But when we look at the ceasefire protesters, as much as they're disrupting, as much as there are people out there that are like really fed up with it, you know, they are not going to be the placeholder for the Democrat Party. Matter of fact, the ceasefire protesters hate Joe Biden. You know, they call him Genocide Joe. You know, they don't like Hillary Clinton. And, you know, these are two people. If we look at Hillary Clinton and we look at Joe Biden, you know, these are two people that have received close to $20 million from the Israel lobby. If you don't know what the Israel lobby is, it is a committee that is done in America through the politicians, Democrats and Republicans, and they get paid to push the interests of Israel. Now, Democrats and Republicans feel, when we look at Democrats, Republicans, the establishment's stance is that Israel is the biggest ally, so they are able to raise money and they are able to get money. They get kickbacks. You know, the kickbacks that came from, or the kickback argument that people talk about Ukraine, you know, like, you know, there's really no, I mean, you know, I would actually be wrong if I say there is no paper trail, because there is paper trail. But you know, the Israel lobby is the official kickback. You know, there's been things that I've seen along the way, social media, where it talks about Ukraine funding, and you know, there's been like unverified, you know, like tweets or, you know, Instagram posts where, you know, it shows how much Lindsey Graham has gotten, how much Mitch McConnell has gotten, how much Joe Biden has gotten. But you know, when we look at kickbacks, you know, kickbacks from Israel, it is 100% verified that the AIPAC tracker is legitimate, first of all, and the kickbacks that politicians get through Israel lobby are verified. They're like 100% verified. You cannot deny it. Anytime, You know, and all of them have received money from the Israel lobby or Israel interest groups. You know, Trump, I don't think he's received money from the Israel lobby, but he's definitely received money from the Israel interest groups. So, you know, I mean, it's interesting. You know, the summer of love, they said 2020, you know, the BLM riots, and which is all Jewish funded, by the way. You know, that's right, the person, not Patrice McCullers or whatever her name was, but the other woman that started the BLM, you know, she all Jewish ran and shit like that. Same thing with the NAACP. You know, this is all part of the anti-white rhetoric, the anti-white narrative, you know, when we talk about all these things. So, you know, I don't really see the ceasefire protest. I could be wrong, you know, but as someone who is a journalist, someone who covers these things on a day-to-day basis, you know, they're going to be looking elsewhere for the rage and something that is going to benefit their campaign. Now, when we look at 2024 presidential election, both presidents are bought and paid. Trump, all three of them are bought and paid. You know, if you want to put RFK in the conversation, you know, RFK, shills to Israel. RFK is a Kennedy. The Kennedys have deep ties to the Jews. Jews took out JFK. You know, and you know, I mean, it's funny to me when I see RFK shilling to the Jews. You know, RFK hangs out with the Rabbi Shmuley, you know, a well-known Zionist, someone who wants to send all power back to Israel. Trump, obviously paid by the Zionist State of Israel. If he's not paid through the Israel lobby, there's special interest groups that have paid him. When you go on the X account, the AIPAC tracker, you search up Trump, it doesn't say he's paid by the Israel lobby, which is, I guess it's like kind of cool, I guess, you know, but he is basically paid by certain groups that are there to benefit the Zionist State of Israel. So it really doesn't really matter. I mean, I think people who support Trump have used that in arguments like, oh, well, he's not part of the Israel lobby, so it's okay. No, actually, he does get paid to push Israel. You know, he gets paid to push the narrative. The narrative is everything that we see. Jews run the world. Biden, obviously, 14, I think it's like 14 million he's gotten paid through the Israel lobby. You know, I mean, that is like the ultimate kickback right there, bro. You know, that is the ultimate kickback. So, you know, I mean, it's just one of these things, like, where you look at the agendas that are in America, and you know, this is why it is, because Israel owns America. America is Israel's bitch, and there's no way around it. Marco Rubio has been named as one of the, I think they named like three or four people that are going to be Trump's VP's pick. Bloomberg, I think it was Bloomberg that reported it yesterday. All Israel first candidates. Marco Rubio, Israel first. Tim Scott, he's a fucking loser. You ever see this guy talk? I don't give a fuck what your situation in life is. He is a fucking bitch. I have a thing of, like, just seeing people just be little faggots. And he is definitely a fucking faggot, bro. Like, anytime I see him talk, you know, when bro, fuck Tim Scott. Okay, Tim Scott has gotten $300,000 from the Israel lobby. 100% bought and paid. He was actually part of the anti-Semitism bill that the House voted on a couple days ago. Yeah, he was gloating about it. He was like, yeah, this is so good. We're going to fight against Jewish hate in America. Bought and paid. You cannot trust people who take money from organizations and then go on to tell you about said organization or said cause that's going to benefit that organization. You can't. Ted Cruz says, what does Ted Cruz say? Ted Cruz says, oh yeah, you know, we need to ban TikTok. First of all, that's a violation of freedom of speech. Okay, number one, first and foremost. And secondly, you know, Ted Cruz has received large amounts of money from the Israel lobby. President Trump received money from TikTok. A guy by the name of Jeff Yass. He's a TikTok donor. All right? Okay. So the overall Republican narrative before that happened, this happened like a couple months ago. The overall Republican narrative before that happened was TikTok is Chinese propaganda. TikTok is spying on us, which is both true things. However, also, what is TikTok? TikTok is a place where pro-Palestinian people have used it as a way to push for their cause. So therefore, that's why TikTok has gotten banned. So Trump gets a check from Jeff Yass. Jeff Yass is a big investor with TikTok. His interests, Jeff Yass, is to keep TikTok up. So Trump gets on the fucking his little Truth Social and says, everybody, yeah, Facebook is like, you know, we can't give them the power, so let's keep TikTok. Anyone who gives you a speech because they just got paid is X'd out the situation. Trump has said things that I agree with. Okay, great. That's great. Agreement is a cool thing. It's a peaceful thing when people can agree on things. However, when Trump has sold out in the worst ways, it's because he got paid. TikTok, Bud Light. Donald Trump accepted money from Anheuser-Busch before a fundraiser about a month and a half ago. And he was over here with Dana White and Kid Rock and Shane Gillis and all their fucking people talking about, oh yeah, Bud Light, it's the Patriot beer. We're reclaiming it. You know, that's what the pro-Trump people say. We've reclaimed it as the Patriot beer. So let me get this straight. The only reason why you guys have these views on Bud Light, you know, when you do have these views on Bud Light is because Trump got paid for it. Okay, he's a sellout. That is the literal definition of a sellout. If the Zionist State of Israel approached me and said, hey, dude, you do a show. Okay, you know what? We're gonna cut you a check for $1 million. And then tomorrow I started fucking getting on here talking about Netanyahu is actually a pretty good dude. You know, I mean, what's the big deal with this Israel fucking, you know, opposing the Israel? You know, let's everybody, you know, that is sellout. That is what a sellout does. Now, to my knowledge, you know, no one paid Trump to say what he said about the abortion thing. But, you know, it's not really, I guess, it's not by the literal definition of selling out. But, you know, I mean, as far as like, you know, doing shit, promising people one thing in 2016 and then in 2024, it's not politically like okay to tell people like, that, you know, now you got all these exceptions with abortion, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, no matter what the situation is, you know, there's some Israel shilling, fuck, there's Israel bought and paid. I mean, I'll credit Trump, you know, Time Magazine a couple days ago, you know, he talked about Netanyahu, who is the guy over there, the terrorist guy, the head of Israel. And he said, you know, how did he not know that was going on? Now, we all know the CIA funded ISIS. The CIA is funding Hamas. They're all part of the same clique, bro. That's the thing about it, is all these Jews run together. Yeah. Hamas is a Jewish creation, you know. You know, to put it out there in easy terms for people, Netanyahu wanted the land. They've been wanting the land, and they found an opportunity. They found an opportunity to fucking, you know, do what they did. The October 7th thing. Some of it was propaganda. Maybe some of it happened, you know. But the reality is this is the fact. This is the fact, which is why when we go and we look at Gaza and we look at the 30,000 Christians that live in the West Bank, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they're leveling people. They're fucking blowing up churches. You know, they don't give a fuck. It's ugly, bro. It's ugly. This is the way the world works. This is the way money works. This is the way warmongers work. This is the way war pigs operate. All right? It's like, you know, the whole 9/11 thing, right? You know, they say Jews did 9/11. That's a conspiracy, by the way. Oh, my bad. I'm not allowed to speak facts. Okay. Facts are conspiracies now. All right. Understand. You actually can't even say that. One of my clips that I released on Instagram or on X a couple days ago, they limited it. We are limiting this for hateful conduct. Hateful conduct, huh? Wow. Censorship is wild in Elon Musk's X free speech platform. You know, they said they're going to bring Nick Fuentes back to X. Interesting. It's interesting because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we're talking about freedom of speech. You know, we're talking about freedom of speech. And you know what? The reality is these people that run X, ADL, Anti-Defamation League, which is a left-wing organization, they have, you know, they made a statement this morning and they said, oh yeah, you know, what did he say? And it's always Jonathan Greenblatt, the same guy that rolls his eyes whenever Christians are brought up. You know, he says, we believe in the right to freedom of speech, but, and then there's always the but, you know, we can't have this guy talking about us. Okay, let me break this shit down for the people. Like this fucking faggot. All right, listen. Freedom of speech means hate speech. What's hate speech? Speech you hate. Freedom of speech means you're allowed to have freedom of speech. Okay, my name is Jonathan Greenblatt. People don't get it, bro. People have agendas. People have narratives. And they're doing it in every fucking Republican ran state. Texas. Greg Abbott yesterday signs like this big ass thing. He says, yeah, this is Jewish month. Greg Abbott literally did that, bro. These people aren't America first. They're not, bro. That's why, honestly, bro, like when we start looking at the Israel conversation, right? And when you talk about America first and you talk about, you know, Trump shit. Sorry. You start talking about Trump shit. You start talking about America first. What is America first? You know, putting all things for America. Shutting down the border. You know, sending no money to foreign countries. Anything that's going to benefit America. You know, you can't be one of these Zionist types. You know, these Mark Levine types. You know, all of the Republican outlets, such as Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA. No, it's Zionist, bro. They're funded by Jews, so they're Zionists. The other day, a couple days ago, bro, this is fucking ridiculous. Charlie Kirk got on his show, and I didn't even post it. I should have, but he got on his show, and he compared the hate that Jews are receiving is comparable to the hate that white people have received through the years. And, you know, Jews and white people should be aligned with each other. That's what Charlie Kirk said on his show. Which I think is hilarious to me. You know, I really do, man. I really do. I think it's hilarious that he is doing that. Now, this is the same guy who calls himself evangelical Christian. This is the same guy who is one of these evangelical types that, you know, that really stands with Israel and really believes, like, Israel propaganda. You know, he really, he's one of those guys. Morgan Ariel, who is a brave American patriot, has called out the Zionist state of Israel. She was a influencer, part of Turning Point. And she was coming out swinging, like, unapologetically calling out Israel, you know, and all these fucking people who are Israel shillers, you know, mouthing the Israel dick. We're talking about men now, you know, and, oh, look at what Morgan is saying. Oh, he got rid of her. He got rid of her. Jews fund Turning Point USA. As far as the statement of comparing white people or comparing Jews, that like the negative feedback that they're getting from people to like the like trying to like bundle it, like, oh yeah, you're just like white people. We understand. The reason why there is anti-white hate, why there is an anti-white rhetoric, why DEI exists, why all of these things are in society in America, and really, you know, throughout the world, you know, I mean, you look at places like London, you look at Paris, you look at all these fucking people that have allowed the immigration to be fucking crazy. There's only one group of people that's responsible for that. Mass migration is a Jewish problem. Great replacement theory. This idea that you're going to take out the white people, make them, you know, take them out, take the white people out of the equation and replace it with people that aren't white. That's a Jewish fucking, that's a Jewish agenda. 100%. Like, no debate. Charlie Kirk wants to, like, say, oh, yeah, it's the same thing, you know. Jews are the reason why people hate white people. Ain't that a motherfucker, bro? Ain't that a motherfucker? So, yeah, I mean, there's going to have to be something that happens in the next, like, fucking couple months here. It's May. You know, we inching closer to the election. You know, I've said it on multiple occasions. It doesn't matter what I feel about Trump selling out, the way he sold out. Obviously he's the better candidate. And so, having said that, it's going to be interesting to see what the Democrats are going to do. But I'm well aware that these politicians aren't elected; they're selected. So, whatever the outcome is, you know, it is. I mean, they gotta appear that they're not selected. They have to make it appear that they're elected. And after what happened in 2020, I mean, you gotta look at the timeline of events. You know, what happened in 2022, what happened in 2021, what happened in 2019, 18, 17. You know, there's always the crazy event that takes place around election time. And then it doesn't take place like any other time. Like, you know, it's what? You think that's some sort of fucking coincidence or something? You think, oh, well, that's just the way it is. You know, George Floyd was a psyop. This fucking, whatever's going to happen this year is going to be a psyop. Like I said, you know, the ceasefire protesters are not going to be, like, it's not a good look. If you're a Democrat, now Democrats control everything. That's right. You know, as we've discussed. But if you're a Democrat or liberal and you're trying to, like, you know, like sway the election and the left wing, you don't want to use ceasefire protesters, because, you know, the ceasefire protesters are literally at their rallies and they're joining in with the Trump people saying, fuck Joe Biden. Which I go back to the ceasefire protesters being the anti-establishment. I fuck with it. You know? Yeah. These things, bro, this whole motherfucking shit is so fucking weird. It's like, you know, people have been so confused by what I've said. And, you know, I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, I talk about this, like yesterday's show, I was talking about Methodist, you know, Methodist churches that are, you know, welcoming LGBTQ people into their clergy. And it's like, whoa, such a, you just all over the place. But you know what? That's the way this shit needs to be. See, too many people align themselves with whatever their side is pushing for. And it's not a free thinking. It's not a free thinking way of doing things, because the reality is you know, if you just align yourself, whatever your side is doing with the, now, if you're doing research and you clearly understand like what you're passionate about, then so be it. But like I go back to the big pharma thing, you know, in 2015 before Trump got elected. You know, and or this was like before 2015, I think. It was, you know, the Occupy Wall Street. You know, those Occupy Wall Street people were leftists. They were very similar to what we see with these Palestinian protesters. You know, the Occupy Wall Street and the ceasefire protesters, very similar. Leftists, you know, mask wearing, you know, encampments. They were doing it all. But they were against Big Pharma. And yeah, they were against Big Pharma. They were against big banks. They were against Big Pharma. They were against, you know, the typical left-wing shit, corporations, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so like if you were just going strictly off of political party stances, you know, then the right wing would be for Big Pharma because the left wing was against it. It's just weird, bro. It's weird the way people's stances change, the way political party narratives, and really it's really the Jewish masters that dictate what the narrative is. That's right. That's why you have to be a free thinker, and you have to just say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to think for myself. You know, when we look at Israel and we look at the problems that they've caused in society, you know, you can't stand with them. I don't give a fuck if you're left wing, right wing. That is fact. Like, they have caused a lot of destruction in America, and there's no way about it, bro. That's why people are scared to use the word Jews. Oh no. You know, I talked about that today. I was like, yo, these fucking right wingers that are afraid, you know, they use words like cabal or globalists. Oh, you know, those globalists are trying to take over. You know, they use words like that, and then, you know, they're talking about Jews. They're afraid to say the word Jews. You know, and that's like the funny thing with me, because I am 100% legitimately a free thinker. You know, I am a conspiracy theorist. I question shit. Everything. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. I definitely have my views that align with conservative ideas as far as Jesus Christ, the right to bear arms, Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. But I am not afraid to call out people. And it's funny to me too, because like a lot of people are making videos of the AIPAC, you know, like all these politicians that are bought and paid by the Israel lobby, and a lot of them are leaving Trump out of it. Like I'm seeing like these reels, like these, you know, these 60-second videos where it just shows like a slideshow of, you know, all of these politicians that are bought and paid by Israel through the Israel lobby. And a lot of these reels that I'm looking at, it's like, yo, why are you guys leaving Trump out of it? See, that's what it's about. See, you've come to the realization that Israel lobby is paying politicians. The politicians pass anti-Semitism bills. You know, you're almost there. And then you conveniently leave Trump out of your presentation for what? That's how you know you're not fully awake, is by you leaving him out, you're proving that they got you. You're proving that hey, you know, this guy seems a little less like he's bought and paid, but he is bought and paid, so we'll just leave him out of the whole fucking presentation. You can't do that. Like, you can't. You have to realize that he is part of the establishment. He is part of the elites, the globalists. He's been to World Economic Forum fucking things. He pushed the vaccine. He's pushing for abortions. He sold out to TikTok. He sold out to Bud Light. His wife is holding LGBTQ events. He calls him, he's literally said, I am not a conservative. All right. And you know what it is it gets to people. People get all emotional and they, because the thing is when you believe in something, you know, when your narrative, your personal narrative in your brain, the echo chamber that you exist in on a daily basis, that when all of that is said and done, you believe that Trump is like the guy. And he's not. He's not, because once he gets in there, if he gets in there, I'm inclined to think that he will. There's actually this thing called Agenda 25, and it really just shows like the Republican Party's presidential like agenda. Anyways, I don't know if you guys know about that. Like, yeah, there's like a whole fucking thing about it. But anyways, it's called Agenda 25. You guys got to look it up. So that leads me to believe that he is going to be like selected. Yes, yeah, Agenda 25. You guys got to look it up. Google it. It clearly shows the Republican presidential party's agenda. It's like on Google. It's like, you know, a lot of this stuff is like clear as day. You could Google it and you'll search it and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's wild, bro. It's the Sly Show, season 20, episode 76, Fuckery Friday. You guys have a God bless weekend. And I'll check you guys on the next one. Don't forget to follow me on Gab, on Telegram, at the Sly Show. Gab at the Sly Show, at the Sly Show everywhere. You know, just go to Telegram/the Sly Show, X, Instagram, Facebook, all that good shit. All right, we're also on Rumble and BitChute, and we try to every podcast platform. You know, if you're into that, you know, if you check out those apps, try to be everywhere. Try to be everywhere. All right, we'll see you guys on the next one. God bless everybody out there, and be safe out there. All right.